Bismillah, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue with the classes of optimism, and the title of the class today is Be Positive, Be Content. Actually, all of us hate hardships and trials, believing that they have negative impact on our lives. We never try to evaluate hardships as the route to ease and relief. We never think that we must be optimistic regarding hardships, as we don't know the full plan of Allah. Now we will recite from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 216, to learn about a very important Quranic rule. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa'asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khayrun lakum. Perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you. Perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you. This means that you may dislike a thing which is good for you. That is to say, we must be optimistic regarding the end result of any hardship, because we all dislike hardships, but maybe hardship is good, or the hardship is having something good for us. Today, inshallah, we will learn three stories from the Holy Quran to prove this fact, that we may dislike a thing which is good for us, and inshallah, we will learn that we must be optimistic all the time. The three stories we will learn today are from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, and we will start, inshallah, by reciting from the same Surah, Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18. We will recite from verse 65 to verse 70 to learn about these three stories. Number 18, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فوجد عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما. We recite from verse 65 to verse 70. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرى. This is actually the story of Prophet Musa and his boy. They found a servant from among our servants, that is to say Al-Khidr, Allah is clarifying that, to whom Allah had given mercy from Allah and had taught him from Allah certain knowledge. So Musa said to that servant of Allah, Al-Khidr, to whom Allah had given mercy to him and taught him knowledge from Allah, Musa said to him, may I follow you on the condition that you teach me from what you have been taught of sound judgment. He said, Al-Khidr said, indeed, with me you will never be able to have patience. And how can you have patience for what you don't encompass in knowledge? Musa said, you will find me in, if Allah wills, patient, and I will not disobey you in any order. Al-Khidr said, then if you follow me, don't ask me about anything until I make to you about it mention. That is to say, explanation. Allah revealed to Prophet Musa that there is a righteous man. In these verses of the Quran, Allah is clarifying to us that Allah revealed to Prophet Musa that there is a righteous man who has special knowledge in Allah's predestination. That is to say, that man, he has the knowledge of, he has part of the divine knowledge. He has part of divine knowledge. Allah informed him about some of the plans and events of life. Prophet Musa decided to travel to meet that man in order to learn from his special knowledge. It was an exhausting trip for Prophet Musa, but he was very keen to meet that pious man. The name of the man was Al-Khidr. Okay, Prophet Musa addressed Al-Khidr in a very polite manner. He put his request to him without making any assumptions. And he made it clear. Prophet Musa made it clear that he seeks proper knowledge from that good servant of Allah. So he told him, I want to accompany and to follow you. The pious man knows the difficulties ahead as Allah granted him a part of the divine knowledge. So he said to Prophet Musa, it will be very difficult for you to be patient with something which you cannot fully comprehend. But Prophet Musa said, if Allah wills, I will be patient and I will not disobey you in anything. So that pious man stated a condition for Prophet Musa for his companionship, that he must remain patient, not to question about any of his actions until he reveals to him. Prophet Musa accepted the condition and they both started the trip. What is the first event in that trip? We will recite now about the first event in that trip from the same surah, surah number 18, from verse 71 to verse 73. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا.
So they both proceeded till when they embarked the ship, Al-Khidr cuddle it. Musa said, Have you scuttled it in order to drown its people? Verily, you have committed a thing, Imra Mukar, evil, bad, dreadful thing. He, Al-Khidr, said, did I not tell you that you will not be able to have patience with me? Musa said, call me not to account for what I forgot, and be not hard upon me for my affair with you.
Okay, so this is the first event which happened in that trip. They both, Al-Khidr and Prophet Musa, proceeded along the sea coast till a boat passed by. They requested the crew to let them go on board. The crew recognized Al-Khidr and allowed them to go on board free of charge. This means that they were kind-hearted people and they were actually poor people. While the boat was in the middle of the sea, Al-Khidr made a hole in the boat, an action that exposed the boat and all the passengers to the risk of being drowned. So Musa was very upset. He said to Al-Khidr, those people gave us a free ride, yet you have broken the boat so that its people will drown. Confronted with such evil action, Musa simply forgot the conversation that he had with the man, and he forgot the promise not to ask questions. So Al-Khidr But Al-Khidr tolerated this with patience, and he gently reminded Moses of what he had said before. Did I not say that you would not be able to have patience with me? Moses now regrets his overreaction, saying that he completely forgot. He requested the man to accept his apology and to forgive him. The man accepted the apology and the two proceeded further. The second event is from verse number 74 to verse number 76. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
Then they both proceeded till they met a boy, and he, Al-Khidr, killed him. Musa said, "Have you killed an innocent person who had killed none? Verily you have committed a thing nukar, a great munkar, prohibited." Al-Khidr said, "Did I not tell you that you can have no patience with me?" Musa said, "If I ask you anything after this, keep me not in your company. You have received an excuse from me."
Regarding the second event, when both men got out of the boat, they arrived at a village, and they met some young boys playing. Al-Khidr stopped at one boy in particular and killed him. This is the case of murder of a young innocent boy, perhaps even underage. This was too much for Musa to tolerate patiently, despite all the promises he had given not to question anything he saw. Musa said to Al-Khidr, "You had killed an innocent man without provocation or justification. This is an evil deed." Again, Al-Khidr reminded Musa and warned him that he was expecting this impatient behavior from him. So Musa replied that it will be that if he questioned him again for his action, then this will be the end for their companionship. That brings the last scene. The last scene or the last event is from verse 77 and verse 78. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then they both proceeded, so when they came to the people of a town, they asked them for food, but they refused to entertain them. Then they found therein a wall about to collapse, and he, Al-Khidr, set it up straight. Musa said, "If you had wished, surely you could have taken wages for it." Al-Khidr said, "This is the parting between me and you. I will tell you the interpretation of those things over which you were unable to hold patience."
Okay, so regarding the third event, they both, Al-Khidr and Musa, proceeded to a village, and they were both hungry. Yet the villagers were not kind. They receive no guests and they give nothing to poor or hungry people. Yet Al-Khidr found a damaged wall that was about to fall down. So he decided to rebuild the damaged wall for nothing. Musa has a big question. Why should such a pious man exerted so much effort in rebuilding a damaged wall in a town where they were denied even a little food? He should have at least demanded some money for his work, and then they should have bought some food to eat for us. So, Prophet Moses was impatient and he was very upset. He addressed Al-Khidr If you had wished, you could have some recompense for rebuilding the damaged wall. This is a wrong act. This comment signaled the end of this companionship. Moses no longer had any excuse to offer for his impatient attitude, which caused him not to fulfill his promise to keep silent, not to question the actions of Al-Khidr. So now we will learn about these three events which are mentioned in this verse of the Quran to teach us a very important fact that you may dislike a thing while it is good for you. Prophet Moses, as well as every one of us following the story, have been subjected to a series of surprises with no indication as their meaning or purpose. So our responses are the same of Prophet Moses, as we all are human beings who know not. We don't know the unseen. Al-Khidr in this event, sisters, he represents Allah's decree, which is always not clear and unexplained for us. Allah the Almighty does not inform us about the results of the events of our life, because this is the test of the belief in Allah's decree, submission and acceptance of what we don't understand. Allah's decree is based on Allah's rules, which we just mentioned at the beginning of the class. You may dislike a thing which is good for you. Allah knows and we don't know. So we will learn the reality behind these three events, which look to us having results which are not expected by Moses or by any one of us. Regarding the first event, which is related to the boat, we will recite verse 71, which is the event, and then we will recite verse 79, which is the explanation by Al-Khidr to Prophet Moses. So the first event was in verse number 71 regarding the boat. فَانْتَلَقَا حَتَّى إِذَا رَكَبَا فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا قَالَ أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمَرًا. The explanation for that event according to Allah's decree, the reality of that event, is in verse number 79. أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا. So we recite now verse 71 and 79 regarding the first event in this story.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So they both proceeded till when they embarked the ship, he Al-Khidr scuttled it. Moses said, "Have you scuttled it in order to drown its people? Verily, you have committed a thing, imra, munkar, evil, bad, dreadful. As for the ship, it belonged to masakin, needy people, working in the sea. So I wished to make a defective damage in it, as there was a king behind them who seized every ship."
So actually, sister, this is the reality of the first event in that story. Okay, Al-Khidr made a damage in a ship or in a boat which is owned by kind people. So Prophet Moses was very upset for this. But in verse number 79, Al-Khidr explained the reality of that event. He made the small damage to the boat to save it for the poor owners, as the king will not seize a damaged boat. There was a king who always seize every good boat or every good ship. So Al-Khidr tried to make a very small hole so that the king will forget about that boat. He will not take it, and it will be saved for the poor owners of that ship. Now we will learn about the second event, okay, and the explanation and the reality of that event from verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 74. The event is in 74, and the explanation in verse 80 and 81. So we will recite now again verse number 74, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا. And the explanation in 81 and 82 فأردنا بسم الله 80 and 81. أما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Then they both proceeded till they met a boy, and he Al-Kidr killed him. Musa said, Have you killed an innocent person who had killed none? Verily you have committed a thing, nukra, a great munkar, prohibited, evil, dreadful thing. And as for the boy, his parents were believers, and we feared lest he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief. So we intended that their Lord should change him for them for one better in righteousness and nearer to mercy.
So actually, sister, the second event was that the young boy whom Al-Khidr killed him, so Allah revealed his wicked nature to Al-Khidr. That boy had a wicked nature, okay? And if he had lived, he would have caused his parents too much trouble. His parents were true believers. So Allah, out of his mercy, planned to replace them with another son who is more kind to them and to plan to them to get rid of that boy who has wicked nature. Okay, so this is the explanation of killing an innocent boy. Regarding the third story, we will recite about the event from verse 77. Then the explanation is in verse 82. So the third event in verse 77, فانطلقا حتى إذا آتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. Regarding the explanation in verse number 82, وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما. الرحمن الرحيم. وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تستع عليه صبرا.
77 and 87. Bismillah. Then they both proceeded till when they came to the people of a town. They asked them for food, but they refused to entertain them. Then they found therein a wall about to collapse, and he Al-Kidr set it up straight. Musa said, If you had wished, surely you could have taken wages for it. And as for the wall, it belonged to the two orphan boys in the town, and there was under it a treasure belonging to them, and their father was a righteous man. And your Lord intended that they should attain their age of full strength and take out their treasure as a mercy from your Lord. And I did them not of my own accord. That is the interpretation of those things over which you could not hold patience.
So actually, regarding the third event, which is related to the wall, which Al-Khidr rebuilt, asking no payment for it, despite the bad treatment of the people of that town to Al-Khidr and Prophet Moses, actually there was a treasure belonging to two young orphan boys in the town. Had the wall left to fall down, the treasure would have come visible, and the two orphan boys would not have been able to claim it. So Allah will to give the time necessary to grow up to that those two orphan boys and to dig up their treasure when they are in position to keep it. Okay? So in summary, that trip marked three incidents which seem very negative at the first look. The first one is the damage of the boat of the kind people. But the fact that there was an unjust king who was taking away every boat by force. The second incident was the killing of a young innocent child. The fact was that he was a wicked boy, bad-mannered towards his parents who were religious. It was Allah's plan to replace him with a kind, obedient one. The third incident was the rebuild of a damaged wall without a compensation for the work, especially in a town they weren't welcomed. The fact is that there was a treasure belonging to two orphan boys who that treasure was buried beneath it. It would have been stolen had not Al-Khidr built the wall. Okay, so in these three events in Surah Al-Kahf, we learn that we may evaluate an event as it is a hardship. But in reality, it is a blessing from Allah. Why we are having this wrong evaluation for many events in our life? Because Allah knows and we know not. Okay? So this is the message of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The message of these three incidents that we must believe that maybe the hardship is a blessing for you. You don't know and you must be optimistic all the time. We must also know that Al-Khidr disowned any share in Allah's knowledge. He clarified that it is Allah's mercy. As it is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in verse number 82, Al-Khidr said, I did it not of my own accord. Okay? It is all related to the mercy of Allah. Okay, he said it is Allah's mercy that dictated all his actions. It was all by Allah's command, who gave him the necessary knowledge in such three cases. Actually, Al-Khidr had the knowledge in only these three cases. Okay, as a proof from Allah to every one of us to learn that maybe you dislike a thing and it is good for you. It is when we are all allowed to know the hidden reasons for our life events that we will realize that all Allah's decree is good for every believer. You may hate something and it is good for you. Allah knows and we know not. There are very important facts in these three stories, sisters, which we must focus on. Number one is that the owners of the boat were kind and poor people. Okay? The owners of the boat whom they allowed Al-Khidr and Moses on the board with no charge, they were kind and poor. Okay? This means that they have good quality. This is number one. The parents of the boy who was killed were true believers. So they have good quality. And in spite of their good quality, they were having a big hardship. Through Allah's decree, according to human being evaluation. Okay? Why I am explaining this a little bit complicated fact? Because most of the people or most of the Muslims are having a question. Why the believers are always having hardships? And why those whom they are not practicing Islam are having very nice life? Okay? Most of the people are wrong with this impression. This is totally wrong. What is the proof? The proof is what I am explaining now. Okay? The kind-hearted people of the boat, okay, Al-Khidr caused damage for them. Okay? The believers, the two parents whom they were true believers, Allah caused Al-Khidr to kill their son. So, according to human being evaluations, the good people are always having hardships, hard time. Allah's decree is against them. Okay, but the people of the town, whom they were not good people, Allah sent Al-Khidr to rebuild the damaged wall for nothing. Okay, oh, this is excellent. So if I am not kind with the human being, Allah will make my life easy. Okay, according to the human being evaluation system, this is how Allah is clarifying to us that we are not supposed to evaluate Allah's decree according to our very little knowledge, because we must basically believe that we know not. When you ask me, Sister Mona, why you moved from Egypt to America, I tell you, I don't know. So you tell me, do you think that it was a hardship for you? I tell you, in reality for me, it was more better for me to stay in Egypt. But after I come to America, or I came to America and I lived in America, and actually this is my real own story, I decided, or I discovered, that it is the biggest blessing in my life. I came to Damascus, I am teaching Quran, alhamdulillah, I am more closer to Allah, I am dedicated and focused on the right path, alhamdulillah. So in spite of the fact that it looked to me that it is a very great hardship, okay, while I was around 40 years old to come to America, okay, I am already old and I am already accustomed to my culture in Egypt. Oh Allah, it will be very difficult for me to accommodate with everything which is totally different, culture shock, language shock, everything shock in America. But subhanallah, okay, it turned out after some time that I said to myself, oh Mona, you never know. And none of us know, okay? Because this is the knowledge of Allah. This is the test of Allah's decree. You will accept Allah's decree, believing that whatever Allah is planning for us is the best, or you will be always evaluating Allah's events according to your very little knowledge. This is the question of the belief in Allah's decree. So actually, sisters, we must all the time believe that if you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, if you are following the rules of Allah, if you are trying your best to do the good according to what Allah commanded you to do, be sure that in every hardship there will be good for you. So in conclusion, sisters, Allah's wisdom seems to be apparent at the first look in the way of these three incidents. That is to say, Al-Khidr acts seem not to be justified. Okay? This is to prove to the believer that Allah may handle matters in a way we may not understand. So we may neither learn the wisdom behind it, nor appreciate the goodness or the positive effect this may have on our life. The message is that be content with Allah's decree. There is a wisdom behind every event. Always look for the positive reason for any hardship you are facing. Be positive in any hardship. And if you are content with Allah's decree, you will learn the following. Okay, for any problem in your life, there may be good in that problem. You must believe in this. When I am facing any problem, I must say to myself, Mona, you don't know, Allah knows. Maybe my story is the same as it happened in the three events in Surah Al-Kahf. Maybe, inshallah, there is good in what I am facing now regarding my hardship. So all the time try to keep your spirit away from the pressure and the damage of the problem and the hardship. By keeping your spirit living in the belief that there is good in every hardship. There is good in every hardship. Always remember, I want you, sister, to write this statement. There is good in every hardship. I want you to remember, for example, the hardship of illness, okay? Which is your way to prayer, way to dua, way to become closer to Allah. During any hardship, always try to observe yourself. You will feel that you are more connected to Allah. You are calling on Him more. You are closer to Him more. You are obeying His commands in a better way. You pray the prayers in the proper time. You fast more. You give charity more. So that disaster or that hardship of illness was your way to the best blessing in this life, to become closer to Allah and to have the guidance of Allah the Almighty. And also, you must believe that Allah will save you from this hardship if you are a true believer in His oneness, inshaAllah. Your heart should be always satisfied with Allah's choice. This is very important, sisters, for every one of us, that your heart will be satisfied with Allah's choice. I will teach you today that what we will learn today, inshaAllah, is Him. So we will learn today a very important hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which inshaAllah will be your way all the time to the relief. You must say, I am content with Allah as my Lord. I am content with Islam as my religion. I am content with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as my messenger. If you say these three words, sister, from your heart, inshaAllah, Allah will make for you an outlet from any hardship, and it will always turn to be good for you. I am content with Allah as my Lord. Let us say it together, okay? I am content with Allah as my Lord.
I am content with Allah as my Lord. I am content with Islam as my religion.
I am content with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as my messenger. I am content with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as my messenger.
So if you keep on repeating these three statements together, okay, inshallah, Allah will make your heart to be full of the feeling of being content with your life, with Allah's decree, and inshallah, in every hardship, you will find a relief. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.